Welcome back to Less Trauma Bond Podcast. Y'all, this is episode 7. Thank you guys for returning. If you're returning, if this is your first time listening or watching on YouTube, thank you for coming and watching the podcast. So you guys, today we're going to get into the topic of friendship breakups. So this topic hits home really hard because I've been experiencing a lot of these friendship breakups, and I've been navigating on my feelings about them. I've been navigating on how to talk about them because they're so fresh. But y'all understand, with this podcast, I keep it real. I'm going to keep it real. I am going to put it on the flow. Every time I talk about something, I'm going to put it on the flow, y'all. That's why I named this podcast Less Trauma Bond, because when I talk to you guys about things, it's going to be real. It's going to be raw. So today, I want to just let y'all know from the start of the podcast, before we get into the detailed stories, you have to understand to change, to elevate, to grow. Sometimes you have to let things go. Sometimes you have to let people go. Sometimes you have to let friendships go, relationships go, relationships with your family go. Because in life, if you're holding on to the same people with the same characteristics and you're trying to grow and change your character or just change your mindset, sometimes if those people are not changing their mindset and they're not contributing to your growth, you have to cut ties with them. It's an energetic thing, y'all. It's an energetic tie. So if you tie to the wrong people, they will start dragging you down, right? If you tie to the right people, they will start lifting you up. So this is a big thing I had to understand, because growing up, y'all, I had a lot of trust issues. And I felt like if we were friends, we friends to the end, because I don't just hang out with nobody. You know, like the people that I've been friends with were always my friends for years, like from high school or from junior high school or from college. It was like I didn't like making new friends, y'all. I did not like making new friends. But I had to learn sometimes it's actually good to make new friends. It's actually good to get to know different people and figure out what you can learn from people. Because sometimes when you're around people so much, you almost can't learn anything from them anymore. Like sometimes they be having you stuck in your own patterns, your old patterns and things like that. So y'all, I want to kind of get into my friendship breakups, because I've had a lot of them. And I want to be honest, a lot of my friendship breakups revolved around men. It revolved around jealousy. Like every single friend breakup ship. Every single friend breakup, y'all, revolved around some type of man or some type of jealousy. So I want to talk about my first ever friendship breakup. Y'all, I had friendship breakups when I was like in junior high school, going into high school. But my most significant friendship breakup, which I never talked about here on my YouTube channel, was my friendship with a friend that I was friends with in college. So I met her in college. And we were friends for years, like probably like 3 years or so. Like she was 1 year older than me. So we were friends for 3 years. She also introduced me to her other friends. So it became like her friends was my friends. My friends was her friends. So it's kind of like we brought our friendships together, and we were around each other all the time, y'all. When I tell you, I was around her like every day. I would go to her dorm because our dorms were like right next to each other because we went to the same college. So I would go to her dorm, y'all, and I would hang out with her all the time. Like, I would be spending the night at her dorm. It was kind of like an attachment in a way. And I still have a lot of love for her. Like, I haven't talked to her in years, but I still have such, like, soft spot for her because of our friendship and how much love was there and how much of a connection was there. But, you guys, it kind of felt like, for me personally, y'all, I can only tell my story, y'all. I can only tell how I felt. But it almost felt like it was an unhealthy attachment. It was kind of like a clingy attachment. Because for me, and this is something I have to work on, in my podcast, I'm also going to take accountability that sometimes I am not consistent. Okay? Sometimes I can really be around a friend every day for weeks, and then I can not want to be around that friend for a month. So I am very inconsistent when it comes to my friendships. And I do want to apologize to any of these people that I talk about in the podcast that I wasn't the best friend. Like, I wasn't always there for people, like, in the way that they may have needed me, because I was always like, okay, I'll hang out with you, I'll hang out with you, but then when I need to recharge my energy, y'all, I have to be alone. And some of my friends didn't understand that. And with this friend specifically, I didn't feel like she understood that. So once it kind of, like, during the college school year, we would hang out all the time. But then once we got to the summertime, I was spending more time alone. Like, I was separating myself a little bit. Like, I'll see her here and there, but I would separate myself because also I was working, y'all. I was working. And then during this time, I had a boyfriend. Y'all, during this time, I was dating Acid. If you haven't seen the Decentering Men episode or didn't listen to it, you can definitely listen to it either on YouTube or you can listen to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere. So, anyways, y'all, at the time, I was dating Acid. And he was like my first kind of real boyfriend. So I was spending a lot of time with him, but I was not replacing my friend with him. Not in the way that she thought it was happening. I was literally working and I was seeing Acid here and there as well. It wasn't like I was with Acid every day. So anyways, y'all, she started getting offended that I was always with Acid. In her mind, she thought, okay, you're not hanging out with me no more because you got a man and, like, you always with Acid. But it was really, truthfully, I was actually spending a lot of time alone, y'all. I was actually going to work, coming home, and sometimes just being by myself. So I had to learn communication is key, and I wasn't a good friend when it comes to, like, communicating to her about what I had going on and stuff like that. But almost I had felt in the moment that she was depending on me to, like, always be around her and to kind of make her happy through always being around her type of thing. So once that friction happened, like, when I was dating Acid, she started getting annoyed, like, okay, Joanna, she's always with her boyfriend. Like, she don't really make time for me or her friends because she's always with him. So kind of what ended up unfolding or happening, y'all, is I had already agreed way before we started having some friction because I could tell with my friend that we were barely talking, or if we were talking, she was kind of acting weird, and then she thought I was acting weird. So it was just like miscommunication. So I had already promised her at the beginning of the year, like, hey, when school comes out, you can stay in my dorm because I stayed there during the summer and she was supposed to be graduating or something like that. I can't remember the full details. So I said, okay, you can stay at my dorm until it's time for you to, like, move out and move. So we already had this on the books, but our relationship was already really, like, rocky during this time because she was upset that I had a man. That's how I felt. I took it. So at this time, y'all, what happened was me and Acid had broke up right before she was supposed to be moving into my dorm. So at this time, I'm sad because Acid is my first boyfriend and I am in my feelings. And when I'm in my feelings, I like to be alone. Y'all, I'm going through things right now that a lot of people around me don't know that's happening. Deep things that people never know that's happening in my life until after I get through them. So at this time, like, I already committed to her coming here. So I'm going to just let her come here, right? I'm going to let her just stay here still because she needs a place to stay. I'm never going to be a friend like, no, I'm not going to give you a place to stay. So anyway, she came move in and it was kind of awkward. I was very quiet. I wasn't, like, really home a lot. She wasn't really there a lot. It was kind of like we were just kind of, like, brushing past each other, but we weren't talking. And she kind of took that offensively, like, oh, like, I had a problem with her. This is what I got from it, y'all, that I had a problem with her, which I never had a problem with her. I was going through stuff. And she knew about the breakup. She knew about how emotional I was and how I felt about the breakup. So anyhow, she ended up randomly one day, I got off work. She ended up packing up her stuff. She didn't tell me she was moving out or nothing. She just packed up her stuff. And she had one of our mutual friends, which was originally her friend, come and bring her car so that she can pack all her stuff in the car and move in with her. But it had threw me off because she told me the day of, like, oh, I'm moving out, like, it's kind of weird between us type stuff. And I'm like, what the hell, like, why did you not talk to me? You just packing your stuff, and then I get home, I see this mutual friend and y'all looking at me like I'm weird, you know, and like I'm essentially telling you got to get out or something like that. Like, it was just weird energy because you put a friend in the mix and you didn't even tell me what was going on. Like, before you even told her, like, hey, let me move my stuff, you didn't say, hey girl, you, it's been kind of weird, like, is everything okay, do you have an issue with me, is there anything going on? And I could have communicated as well, so I do take my part in that. But I didn't know she was feeling that way. So long story short, y'all, she ended up packing up all her stuff and said, okay, she's moving out. And after that, like, she texts me pretty much saying, like, oh, I feel like it's kind of weird and you weren't talking to me and you've been acting weird to me and stuff like this, da da da. So I'm like, okay, at this point, I'm like, F it, because I can't prove to you that I'm going through stuff. You knew I was going through stuff. You know I was going through a breakup, and I still let you stay here, but then you try to go behind my back and get another friend involved and just move your stuff and not tell me until the day of I'm getting off work and I see you moving your stuff. Like, to me, it was like, okay, what's the problem? So, y'all, after that, we did try to rekindle that friendship, but for me, I don't know about y'all, but for me, I cannot. Once a friendship is over, it don't never be the same for me no more. And honestly, that's the same thing for me as relationships too, y'all. Because every time I try to go back to a relationship, it don't never be the same. It don't never feel the same. So it's like, I can't force something. Like, we talked, we both apologized, we moved on. Like, there was no hate, no hurt. Like, it was hurt, but there was no hate there. We just moved on, and we both went on our lives. It did hurt a lot, because at that time we had to split up our friend group, because you gotta, you know, and when you in a friend group, sometimes you gotta pick a side, which is just sad. But like, when you've been friends with somebody for longer than you've been friends with the other person, it's kind of like you have to choose the side of the friend that you've been friends with for longer. So it's kind of like that dance of like her friends, like, should I talk to her or should I be around her? And then it's like my friends, should I talk to them? Should I be around? So that was kind of my first real friendship breakup. And it taught me a lot. And I have to, we got to talk about the trauma aspect of attracting people. You are attracting certain friends because you are them. You are what you attract, or you are what you think, right? So in that season, I feel like I attracted that type of relationship because I was codependent, very codependent. And so, of course, I attracted a friend that was very codependent and was kind of relying on me to be there for her, and in a capacity that I didn't have, right? So she was used to me being codependent on her and her being codependent on me. And like, you know, she was used to me like not setting boundaries, right? So I had to think back of like, I attracted that because I was codependent. I was with her all the time. You know, like, I didn't know how to be alone in that season. And also, I didn't know how to set boundaries and I didn't know how to communicate. So I want to take full accountability that she didn't communicate with me, but I also didn't know how to communicate. So you attract what you are. And at my big age, y'all, 28, I'm just learning how to communicate. Therapy helped me communicate because sometimes I can be avoidant. So you have to understand, stop putting the blame on your friends and take accountability as well. And understand why you're attracting certain people, because you're attracting certain people for certain reasons. And you know when it's time to move on. Stop thinking that a friendship breakup is a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. It's actually a great thing, because it shows that you're growing. You're glowing. You're growing. You're learning. You're shifting. Everyone's going to change. No one's going to be the same their entire life. So it's very hard to maintain relationships when they're from your past, when they started from your old self, especially if you are turning into a new person. You're changing, you're transforming, you know what I mean? In your transformational period, you can't really change a lot with certain people that just want to stay the same. So I'm not saying she wanted to stay the same. I'm just saying that as kind of a message. So y'all, my next friendship breakup was with my friend, and I made a story time on my YouTube. If y'all listen to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and stuff like that, the YouTube is It's a Juana Thing, and it's also linked in the description of the podcast, the audio. So anyways, I made a story time about this friend, and I'm not gonna go into details because I just did a video kind of on this friend. But long story short, this friend that I went to college with, I was friends with her for years as well. From the beginning, I seen a lot of red flags with her when it came to self-worth, self-love. I really noticed a lot of friends that I attract in the past did lack a lot of confidence and a lot of self-love, y'all. They lacked a lot of boundaries. They lacked a lot of self-respect. And also during that period, I did as well. So you attract what you are. So this friend, you know, she was battling a lot of things. So I made excuses for her. Like, okay, she's kind of depressed, so maybe that's why she don't really hang out with me like that. Or she kind of has some self you know, confident issues. So maybe that's why she chooses men over her friends. So this friend would do a lot of things out of kind of like self-hate, I would say, of like just sleeping around and just abusing her body. I would say, I'm not here to judge. I'm like, body positive, do what you want. But you want to make sure you're doing things for the right reasons. You're doing things because you actually want to and it makes you feel good, and not you're doing things because you want to validate yourself or you want a man to make you feel beautiful or feel loved. If you're doing it for the wrong reasons, that's when you need to check in with yourself on how can I work on these things. So I seen that a lot in her, but I wasn't her mother. So I was here like, okay, sound good, but be careful out here. Just be careful because I'm one of them real friends. But as time gone on, I realized that she would make more time for anybody she was with over her friends, or her friends were like a transactional thing. Like, okay, I'll go do this if you pay for me to go, or I will go do this if like everything was transactional in her life, even when it came to her parents. So I seen a lot of things. And one thing that really stuck out in our friendship was there was a guy that had, they matched against, yes, on Tinder or something like that. And me and him had also matched, right? And if you live in Minnesota, you know it's only so many black people you can match with, okay? So anyways, y'all. So they had a match, but they didn't talk. And then so he matched with me and he started talking to me. And so when he started talking to me, he kept messaging me. I never met the man. Never went on a date with him, nothing. It was just him complimenting me 24/7. She knew this, that he always complimented me. She knew this or whatever. And we go out to the club one day. One day we go to the club and tell me why we see him out. We see him out. She knows exactly who he is. She knows he's been all over me trying to get me to meet up with him. And she goes to him just saying like, oh, I want to do these things with to you. Like, I want to give you head. Y'all, I'm just be honest. She just told this man, I want to give you head. Like, I want to, all these type of things. Like, and when I tell you right in front of me, she said it in front of me because she was very thirsty. And I'm not doing this podcast in a malicious intent. That's why I feel like, okay, it's time for me to tell my stories of my friendship breakups and why it's important to break up with friends and why it's important to learn yourself. But she was begging the man to sleep with him, practically. Let's just be honest. Like, and of course, he's like, oh, yeah, like, I'm down for a type thing. So after, we stay in the same dorm, y'all. We stay in the same apartment. My room is over here. Her room is over there. And she's bringing a guy that tried to talk to me into our apartment and was begging him and clearly disrespecting her friend. She brings him there and she sleeps with him in our apartment. And the next day she's talking about it and stuff. And I told her, I was like, honestly, like, you should really be like ashamed of yourself, because like, you knew he wanted to talk to me. You knew he was in my DMs all this time and you were disrespectful in front of me, begging him to sleep with him. And then you bring him to our apartment. Like, you didn't even go to his house. Like, that just showed me you do anything for a man. Like, that just showed me I couldn't trust you. Like, I couldn't trust my man around you. And that's the thing that I truthfully felt, that like, she would do anything for male validation. So at that time, though, I was like, you know what? I'm a forgiver. I'm a forgive her, because that guy, I didn't care about him. I never hung out with him. And obviously, like, she's easier. So of course he's going to go with her if she's begging to sleep with him. And I didn't truthfully care. So I was like, okay, you know what? It's not someone I care about. So I'm not going to not be friends with her for it, but I'm going to keep an eye out on her. So as this happened, she did a lot of shady things when it comes to that. And I even seen when she has snaked one of our friends and had that friend made a mistake and like Venmo'd her or something like that. And then because she was supposed to pay the friend, but the friend ended up giving her the money and she thought it was a joke and she kept the money. Like, oh, like she Venmo'd me instead. Like, oh, I'm gonna keep this money type of thing. So she will snake anybody in her path, like, trust and believe. So we had a situation with my London ex, which I talked about in my last video. If you want to watch that story time, you can watch the story time on YouTube. And she pretty much snaked me behind my back of telling him, like, oh, I just want to talk to him. I just want to go there because I just want a free trip. And all I want is a free trip. Like, I wouldn't be going there if I didn't want a free trip. And I don't even like him like that. Da, da, da. She practically threw me under the bus as her close friend. And mind you, when I told her, like, okay, no, we're not friends no more. Because once you snaky like that, like, I already seen you snake me in the past. Now you really snaking me for real. Oh, now we can't be friends. So when I talked to her, she cried. She cried. And I realized that with a lot of my friendships, like, they cry, like, oh, I want to be your friend. Like, you're the best friend I ever had. Or this, you my solid friend. So if I'm the best friend you ever had, I'm your solid friend. And why are you treating me this way? Why do you think it's okay to treat me this way? So truthfully, when you love yourself, y'all, when you start to love yourself, you will break up with friends. You will dissociate yourself with people, because if you allow your friend to repeatedly treat you like shit, you are setting boundaries that anybody can treat you like shit. And that means you don't love yourself, because you don't care how people treat you. And you need to stand up. So y'all, at that point, I was like, yeah, no. We're done. I'm not going to give you any more chances to snake me on the back end, on the front end, none of that. Okay. So that friendship ended. And then, y'all, it is so exhausting, because literally when you're growing and you're glowing, you're lonely. It's a lonely space. But now I'm starting to sit in that loneliness and I'm starting to love it. And that's self-love. Like, when you can stand alone, that is self-love. When you can say, hey, let me go take myself out to dinner by myself. Let me go watch a movie by myself. Let me go on a trip by myself. Y'all, I done solo travel way before I started losing friends like that. When you can start sitting with yourself and doing things with yourself, you really love yourself. You really understand yourself, and you understand what you accept and what you don't accept. So y'all, that's what happened with that friendship. My next friendship breakup, y'all, these breakups, why do I keep losing friends? Like, I had to realize sometimes I am the problem. And sometimes I'm the problem solver. Okay. Sometimes I am the problem, y'all, because like I said, like, when my first friendship, I didn't communicate well. Let's be honest. I did not communicate well. Even the second friendship, I was just like, okay, I'm done. Like, I didn't have that sit down conversation to talk to her. I was just like, I'm done. And I do that a lot, y'all. I just cut people off, and people think I'm cold-hearted. They think I don't care about them. I never cared about them. No, trust you. Trust me. If I ever broke up with you, even in a relationship or friendship, I might be like, I'm done with you, but just know it hurt. It hurt like hell. And my friendships, y'all, my friendships hurt the most. Like, I be thinking about that forever, bro. I be having dreams about them and everything. So I be like, mm-mm. Whew, this next one I'm going to tell y'all about. I was having dreams about her, and honestly, I was like, okay, she had bought me some pillows, y'all, and these pillows had my face on it, but it had her face on it too. So I had to throw them away, because I said, baby, I don't know if I'm having dreams because these pillows was up in my house, but I cannot have these dreams. I don't know what type of spiritual shit, but I gotta get these fucking pillows out of my house. But y'all, this other friendship, y'all, I knew this friend wasn't right. This is the thing, y'all. You got to stop holding on to people just because you're comfortable with them. You got to stop disrespecting yourself because you're comfortable. And get uncomfortable and make good friends, new friends, and have new growth. So, y'all, this next friend, I was friends with her for 5 years, 6 years, a long time, right? And I knew of her since high school. But when I knew of her in high school, y'all, because we went to high school and college together. When I knew of her in high school, I did not like her in high school. I was like, okay, she's a perfectionist. I don't like her vibe. She's fake. It's something phony about her. Something ain't real about her. And when I tell y'all, my discernment is very strong, and I am psychic, y'all. I have to listen to myself. I have to trust myself. And until you start trusting yourself, you're going to keep attracting the wrong people, and you're going to keep having the wrong people in your life. Trust yourself. If your gut says something, it's for a reason. That's God talking through you. So you need to understand to listen to yourself, trust yourself. Because if you don't trust yourself, you don't love yourself, nobody going to love you. And you're going to accept anything. So anyway, so boom, y'all. This friend I knew from high school, I wasn't rocking with her. Like, I never really hung out with her because I didn't even think she identified as a black person. And I cannot have them type of people around me. I can't trust them type of people. So anyways, y'all. So we end up becoming friends in college. She changed a lot in college and all this. But I noticed with her a lot, she would give a lot of backhand compliments. Like, oh, you look good for once. Oh, about time you kind of look decent. Like, oh, like your hair is cute. Like, it's giving like poofy or something. Like, she will always give you a backhanded compliment. Like, she'll compliment you but say something nasty at the end. And I remember one day in the elevator, she had made one of my old friends get mad at her because she had said, oh, you finally look like a girl. Like, you look cute, you finally look like a girl for once. So she would do stuff like that. So I knew she was a hater from the start. But And she would say stuff to me all the time. But when it really affected me is when I started my business. Because when I had my business, I had to learn that you needed so much support. And honestly, why did I attract these jealous friends? Why did I attract these haters? It's because I was raised by a family full of haters. I was raised by a family full of jealousy. And so I had to, let's be honest, I had to learn to be happy for people. I had to learn like, oh, if my friend is succeeding, I love that for my friend. I'm happy for my friend. I didn't even learn how to be that way until I started my own business, right? I had to learn growing up how to compliment people. Like when I was in college and stuff, I had to tell myself, tell them like, you look beautiful. I love your outfit. Your hair is beautiful. Your aura is beautiful. This, you don't have to say, oh, you look all right. Y'all, that's a big thing that my family, my mom, my brothers, everybody like, oh, you look all right. Like, oh yeah, you look okay. They can't say, hey, you look beautiful. You're amazing. Like, you're a star. You're like, they can't do that. They always have to insult you. They either have to insult you or they have to bring you down. And so I had to teach myself how to bring people up, how to uplift people, how to feel genuinely happy for others. So remember, if you're attracting these certain friends, stop blaming them friends and start looking within. Start looking within and stop blaming them friends. Okay. So I had to learn. Okay. I attracted her at that time because I had to look at her like, girl, like, why is you talking to people like that? Why you can't compliment people? And I had to learn like, why can't I compliment people in general? Why can't I be like, you know, vulnerable in general? So I learned from that friendship that I didn't know how to be as supportive as a friend. Like, I didn't know how to use my words to uplift people. Like, I just wouldn't say nothing at all. So I had to practice. Y'all, you have to practice. When you're becoming a new person or a better person, you have to practice, because trauma is something that you've learned your whole life. So to unlearn those things, you have to keep working towards being a better person and conquering some things that you were taught. So yeah, y'all, I came from a family that like discouraged me on a lot of things, discouraged me from singing, discouraged me from poetry, laughed at me when I had solos and didn't believe in me, right? So it was very hard for me to encourage others. So when I started my business, I really started learning that. I started learning how much support was important, how much encouragement was important. I never thought it was important. So when I had my business, y'all, this friend, she had knew about my pop-up event. She knew this was my first pop-up event or second pop-up event or something like that. And we had went for lunch one day or something. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm having this pop-up. I have my lingerie business. And she was like, okay, like, I'm going to be there. I didn't tell her she need to come. I didn't say, hey, you should come. No. She's like, oh, I'm going to be there. Like, what time is it? I told her the time. She said, okay, perfect. I'll be there. Y'all, I said, okay, cool. Because I didn't invite her, but I'm like, okay, she could come. Y'all, the girl did not come at all. She didn't. She was watching my stories, but did not come. She kept messaging me like, oh, how's sales going? How's everything going? How, yeah, have you made sales? Like, she wanted to keep up with how I was doing, but she didn't want to be there. Then the fact she lied to me and told me that she had to help her mom. That's why she couldn't be there. Y'all, I told her I knew she was lying. It was from 2 to 7. How you helping your mama 5 hours? And you told me you were going to be here yesterday, 2 days ago, and now you're not here. You just don't want to be here. You just don't want to support me. So she was kept asking me about my sales. I was like, oh, you would know if you were here. So she caught the shade that I was irritated with her, right? And then after that, we ended up having a conversation on the phone. And I told her how I felt and how I told her how I felt like low-key she was a hater. I didn't use some words, but I just explained her actions. And she's like, oh, you make it seem like I'm hating on you. I don't like this. Da, 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 da. I didn't even use the word hater, baby. That you felt that inside of yourself. So, y'all, she could not take accountability at all of why she was wrong. And after that, she never still came to any other pop-up. Y'all, I had so many pop-ups. I had so many events. She still didn't come to none of them. So I was like, okay, after I told you how it made me feel, like, hey, when you didn't come, it kind of made me feel like bad because you say you want to come, but you didn't show up for me in one of my biggest moments. And then she's like, oh, I showed up for everything else, your birthday parties. I never missed anything, but you couldn't show up to this, like a big moment, a grand opening for my business. And then the first day y'all had my website, she's like, oh, did you make any sales? Oh, how many sales you made? Y'all lied to her. I said, yes, I made sales. Y'all, I didn't make a single sale online. I did not make a single sale online. I did make sales in my pop-up shops. Okay, y'all. But online, I didn't make a single sale, baby. And I told her, yes, I did. because I knew she was praying on a downfall. I knew what she was about. So y'all, after that happened, a lot of things happened with her. Like, she would never break up our friendship. She would never let it go. So I had to gradually just distance myself. I had to gradually stop talking to her and just slow down our conversations and slow down us hanging out, because I knew that was the wrong energy. You do not want energy around you that they want you to fail. You keep that type of energy around you, you are going to fail. You have to get them fucking people out of your life. Those are energy suckers and people that hate themselves so much that they need validation from you, that as long as you're doing worse than them, they feel good. And I remember, y'all, when I first got my first job out of college, I was telling them my salaries. I was telling her and one other friend my salaries. And she kept saying, like, oh, Juwanna, she's going to make more money than us. Like she's always going to make more money than us, to my other friend. And she was always comparing salaries and all this type of thing. So after that, I never told a single soul my salary. No, I'm not going to tell you my salary. I have current people I work with. I'm like, no, I'm not going to tell you my salary, because I know insecure people will use that against you. Either they're going to use it to compare themselves, or they're going to use it to go back to the boss and ask for more money. I know how this works. So with that friendship, y'all, she did a lot of shady things. I'm just going to sum it up there. And I had to let that friendship go. That friendship took a long time to let go of. And I don't know why. More, I think, because I was scared to hurt her feelings or something in that aspect of things. All right, y'all. So, yeah, practically, she was not happy for me. She was just trying to keep track of my success, trying to compare herself. And so, yes, that's why I have a hard rule on don't tell people how much money you make. Especially if you don't know their intentions. Like, I feel, don't compare yourself. Comparison is the thief of joy, y'all. And I learned that a lot of my friends constantly were comparing themselves to me. And I had no clue why. Like, why are y'all comparing yourselves to me? Like, it doesn't make any sense. But when you're constantly comparing yourself or feeling like, okay, people treat her like this, or she gets this type of attention, or y'all, with this friend, she would always say, we look alike. This friend wanted to look like me so bad. Like, and I didn't understand. I'm like, bro, we don't look alike. Okay, y'all, like, we don't look alike. I look totally different. And there's a reason why I got offended by that. But I'm just like, okay, can you stop? Because be your own individual self. Because, y'all, I love to be different. Like, that's why I cut my hair off. I want to be different. Like, I do not want to be like nobody else. When people meet me, I don't want them to feel like they ever met somebody like me before. I am very different. I'm different. I was telling my mom the other day, I'm so different from anybody in my family. Y'all, I'm up here talking about trauma. I'm up here talking about trauma. And my family up here hiding. They hiding from everything. And they're like, why are you telling your business? And I'm like, because it's my purpose. God told me already that vulnerability is the key to my success. And we got to get black people used to telling their business. We got to get black people used to expressing themselves, letting things out, instead of bearing it down and hurting themselves. Y'all killing yourselves. Y'all killing yourself mentally and physically. So you have to understand, you have to express yourself. You got to relieve trauma. You have to release it. You have to be vulnerable. So, yeah, I'm very different from my family. I'm very creative. I mean, there's a lot of people in my family that are very creative. My brother is very creative as well. But I've always thought bigger. I always thought bigger, y'all. I always thought bigger. But to get back to the topic, y'all, I'm going to scurry past this friendship breakup, this other friendship breakup I had, y'all. Dang, I done lost so many friends. Like, what the fuck? Make some noise. But y'all, anyways, this friendship, I'm gonna scurry past it, because this friendship breakup that I was about to talk about is, we didn't even officially break up. We broke up, but we both ain't say nothing to each other. And it's because the person knows she did wrong. The person knows she did wrong. She's the only friend that I feel like we broke up over something stupid, to be honest. Like, everybody else was like, okay, we just were not aligned with each other no more, and they kind of were not my type of energetic people, right? But this person was like, she knew she was dead wrong, because long story short, we had some type of deal, under the table deal, where I let her use my car and she gave me money for that or whatnot. But the payments weren't coming the way they were supposed to be coming. They weren't made the way they were supposed to be made. They weren't coming the time she told me they were going to come. And I had to pretty much ask for my money several times. And I didn't like that. I got all my money. I just didn't like how it went about. But she was my friend. So at the end of the day, I wasn't trying to be on her ass. I wasn't trying to be rude, even though I was pissed, because I don't really play by my money, y'all. We got bills to play. We got, and if I'm thinking it's gonna be all up front or at a certain time frame, and you're not giving me my money in the time frame you're telling me, and I have to ask you for my money, yes, I do feel like it's disrespectful. I feel like, you know, you're not being thoughtful, you know, and I'm also giving you time, plenty of time and opportunity to pay me, where it's like I'm giving you very much leeway. But long story short, I told her at the end, like, hey, yo, I'm your friend and I really love you. That's why I didn't come at you sideways when I didn't get my money the way that I was supposed to get my money. But I just want you to know, like, I would never do that again, because money can really mess up a friendship, you know, and I want you to understand I didn't feel like it was right the way that everything went. And she pretty much didn't take any accountability. Like, she was just being delusional. Y'all, she was like being delusional in the fact of like making it seem like, no, she never said she was going to pay me this type of way, or no, she wasn't taking accountability. She was lying. And the one thing I don't like is liars, right? I don't like liars, and I don't like people I can't trust. So if you start lying to my face because you just don't want to say, hey, I was wrong, or hey, I didn't have the money, you don't want to be like me. Like, she don't never want you to see her down. She don't never want to admit if she going through shit. And that's what, you know, that is not your true friend. I'm sorry, if you cannot be vulnerable with your friend and tell them you're going through something, is that really your friend? Is there something maybe you need to work out within yourself, or how to be vulnerable, how to express yourself? Because I think that's just in the Black community. We don't never want to have people see us down, but that's real life. We all got problems. We all got issues, y'all. That's why I got this podcast, because nobody's perfect. Nobody is perfect, y'all. So mind y'all, that happened with us, and it was kind of like after that, we just stopped talking. So it is what it is. It is what it is with that one at this point, because also the fact when I picked up my car, she had lied and said that she was sick. Y'all, mind y'all, I was sick, for real, for real. I was sick. She had lied and said she was sick, that she had the flu, and she needed me to come get the car instead of her dropping it off, because she picked up the car for me. But she wanted me to go to her house, which is 40 minutes away from my house, to pick up the car. Yes, she paid for the Uber to get there, but it was a whole manipulative thing of like, oh, like, she asked me the day before, can I just pick it up? I said, no, just drop it off. I'm sick. I was really sick. My nose was running, everything. I said, just drop it off, because you picked it up. That's how it go. So she then manipulated me 2 days later, like, oh, I actually have the flu, like, can you just pick it up? I'll send you an Uber, I'll pay for it, da, 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 da. She left my key in the car because she didn't want to see me, because she knew I was pissed off, because I told her, like, you know, like, that's messed up. You know, like, you had no problem picking it up. Like, now I have an issue with that. So, y'all, why this girl post the next day, after I had to go get my car with my nose running with a mask on in an Uber, she posts that she was out at the bar singing. And on Snapchat, I thought you had the flu. So that's when it pissed me off. That's when I said, okay, bitch, now you're playing with me. Now that's a whole nother thing. Like, I don't like that. Like, I do not like liars and snakes. Like, that's one thing I do not like. Snakes in the grass, baby, I will cut you off so quick. Like, so that was that. We never talked again. And I deleted her everything. I need to delete everybody else. So y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all the last friendship breakup that hurt the most, honestly. It's still such a sensitive one, and I'm never going to make this friend out to be a bad person, because I know she's not a bad person, and I know she is a good person in the sense of, like, she comes from a good place, but she just going through a lot of emotions right now. But y'all know that I lost a lot of weight, y'all know I lost a lot of weight, so it changed a lot of things around me. I get a lot of attention, a lot of male attention. And so I noticed with my closest friend that I've been friends with since high school, and I never see myself not being friends with, like, y'all have to understand that years, they matter, but they don't. Do not stick in a friendship just because y'all have years, because y'all change, and change is inevitable, right? And sometimes you grow apart, and that's okay. Sometimes y'all just not on the same frequency. Y'all not in even the same energy, same space. So anyways, y'all, this friend, I started noticing, like, her starting to switch up a little bit as I started getting a lot more attention. So the first time I noticed, I think the first thing that triggered her, because you know when you go down this journey, if you're losing so much weight, you gradually lose weight. So you don't notice the biggest change until maybe like 7 months down the line, 8 months down the line, when you're like really smaller. So people are really just giving you a lot of attention. So we had went to this one event, and I'm not going to say too much detail. We went to this one event, and this guy had came and talked to me. And he was cute. Y'all, I had manifested this man because I seen him. I said, ooh, I'm going to talk to him. That's going to be my boo. Then I'm going to get his number type stuff. Like, he was a light-skinned, cute dude. And I'm like, I don't even like skin, light skins like that. But I was like, okay, he fine. That's going to be my little boo. I'm going to get his number. So, y'all, I done manifested this man. This man come and sit by me randomly. Random as fuck. I was sitting by myself because she was doing her thing. So I'm not going to say what she was doing. But she was doing her thing. And I wanted her to do her thing. So I sat by myself and I was eating. He came over to me, y'all. We started talking and everything. So I'm like vibing with him. I'm like, I think he kind of liked me, y'all. Mind y'all, this is me just freshly getting into myself, like where I wasn't like I had so much attention yet, because I wasn't out and about like that now at that time. So coming from being a big girl to like being smaller and getting the type of attention, you're not used to it yet. So this is the very beginning stages of that, y'all. So he's talking to me, blase blase, and I'm like, okay, I think he liked me, but he ain't asked for my number yet. So my friend had came up. My friend was kind of like avoiding me for some time. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? Long story short, when she ended up coming back to the table, he said, oh, hi, whatever her name is. So I'm like, oh, they know each other. Like, but as soon as she sat down, he's like, oh, I'm going to see you later. He tell me, I'm going to see you later. I'm going to come back and talk to you. So I'm like, okay, cool. Well, you've been sitting here with me forever. But now when she sat down, you got up. So long story short, she told me that she had went on a date with him before. And he did her dirty. I'm not going to say exactly what he did, but like, he practically just chose somebody over her on the first date. So I'm like, okay, this had happened 3 years ago. But I'm, mind you, I'm like, okay, this is still something she's sensitive about. This is something she must really care about. I'm not going to talk to the man. And I ain't going to talk to the man just because of his character. You know, I'm not talking to him based off what he did. So anyways, y'all, long story short, I did curve the man. The man asked me for my number later that day. He wanted to take me on a date. I said, no, I heard what you did to my friend, blase blase. He apologized to her. She was still very upset about this, which I get it, but it was 3 years ago. Baby, you got to let go, let God. You got to let go, let God. And when I had learned a little bit more about her, is she don't like rejection. So I think she was taking it very personal, the rejection, even though that happened 3 years ago on the first date. Mind you, if that happened to me, I'm like, oh, that's effed up. I wouldn't forget it, but it wouldn't be something I'm still angry about. Like, who cares? F him. There's plenty of men out here. But I had started to notice, like, when I was getting attention, she would be depressed. It was like we would go out to the bar and she's just sitting there depressed. And I was like, what is going on with her? Because she's usually ready to dance and stuff like that. And I know personal things was happening in her life as well. But it was like, almost when she was around me, she always kind of had an attitude. It was kind of weird. So one night, so anyways, y'all, going leading up to this, I always wanted to, when I was trying to text her and stuff, I would get anxiety. Every time I wanted to text, I would get anxiety. And I'm like, why is this happening? Like, I have to listen to the signs from God, because this never happened in the past. But I remember one day I had told her, hey, I want to be 150 pounds, like that's my goal weight, y'all. Mind you, I used to be 326 pounds, y'all. I'm like 168 right now. So I'm like, oh, I want to be 150. And she told me, oh, when I was 150, that was too skinny. That was just too small. BMIs are made up. BMIs are not that serious type of thing. And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I'm tripping, because I ain't never been 150. So shit, I'm just shooting for the stars type thing, whatever. So, but then I started working with her as like a client, and her goal was to be like 140 something. So I'm like, hold on. But did you tell me that 150 was too skinny? All right, y'all, we have to wrap up the podcast, but long story short, with that friend, every time we were around guys, she started acting weird and kind of depressed. And there's moments where she said, like, every time she goes out, she just feels like worse and worse about herself, and like nobody's out there for her. So there was jealousy from me getting so much attention from the guys and her not getting attention. And it was definitely an energetic thing, because I was just more free with my energy and more willing to talk to people and more like, and one night it was just like I was getting so much attention. This was a night that actually, girl, my reader told me, y'all, to not go out with her anymore. Like, do not go out. If I go out with her that night, God gonna show me about her. And that night is when I found out she was very depressive about the attention she wasn't getting from men and the rejection. And when I end up having a poetry night, y'all, and she came to my poetry night, it's kind of like she ruined my whole night. That's when I knew our friendship was over, because that day I talked a lot about traumas when it comes to my mother's mental health, when it came to my father's verbal abuse. When she recorded me, y'all, I asked her to record me. I knew the video was going to be sabotaged. I was told that the video was going to be sabotaged. Like, God told me that. And why did the video get sabotaged? It looked like it was from an Android. Like, the video looked so bad. Like, she did not want to see me win type of thing. So I was like, no, I have to take this. And in the way she was treating me like a servant that night, y'all, I would have to go more detail, but she was treating me like I was below her. She told me my nails was chunky. She was acting in a mean girl spirit. I never seen her like this, but she was like, she hated, like, she had some hate towards me. And so I hadn't started noticing that a lot with her. But y'all, I'm gonna end the podcast with pulling y'all a card, what y'all need to know about these friendships. Make sure with these friendship breakups, your family breakups, that you choose yourself. You always choose yourself first. Self-love, you teach people how to treat you. And make sure you take time to analyze why your friendships, why you're attracting certain people, because you are that or you think that. So just make sure you are doing the work and you are loving yourself and choosing yourself. Who cares? I don't care if it's your mama, your brother, your cousin. Choose yourself. Okay, y'all. So we'll see what card comes out for you guys. So let's see what comes out. Blissed out, y'all. Blissed out. This is number 19. And this one was already there. Earlier, this one came out earlier. So let's see what blissed out is, because when I see blissed out, that means branch out to me. That means branch out. What I'm getting spiritually is branch out. Be yourself. Let go of people that don't let you branch out. Let go of people that dim your light. Okay, let go of people that don't support your dreams, don't help you elevate, that bring you down, that talk down to you, to try to belittle you, to make you feel less than. Let go of them people, even if it's your mama, your daddy, your friend, your cousin. Stop letting people around you that is going to try to humble you, try to bring you lower, try to alter your energy. Stop being around people that want you to be lower to make themselves feel higher. Stop putting yourself last in general. Like, whoever I'm talking to, like, stop putting yourself last. Stop being a people pleaser. Start choosing yourself. Start loving yourself. Start teaching people how to treat you. So, y'all, this card, what it means is fulfillment, happiness. Take time to show gratitude for all good. This card means place, play, success, and joy. Define this time or event. Chase experiences that feel electric. You may find yourself in awe of what is possible as life's greatest gifts are illuminated. So, yes, y'all, I feel like once you start being yourself, your authentic self, cutting ties with people that don't support you, you're going to succeed. You're going to venture out. You're going to have a great, amazing experience. So make sure you keep shining. Make sure you keep doing what you are supposed to do. Stop letting people put you in a box. Stop letting people tell you can't do something, because you can do it, period. You just probably can't do it with them people. You maybe got to cut the people to get to it. But yes, y'all, thank y'all for watching the podcast. I'll see you guys in the next episode.